You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret.
The Department of Justice announced today that it's dedicating $20 million to fund police body cameras at police departments around the country. The move comes after a year of protests over police community relations, particularly the use of lethal force against black men and boys.
A 2013 study has shown body cameras to reduce the incidence of use of force by police officers and the number of citizen complaints. But even supporters of the cameras say there are important policy questions that need to be sorted out before they can be used widely.
Here with us now to talk about some of those questions is Cammie Chavis-Simmons, professor of law and the director of the criminal justice program at Wake Forest University. She's also a former federal prosecutor. Cammie, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, Cammie, how big a deal is this that the Department of Justice is putting $20 million into the body camera pilot program?
Yes, I think that this is significant. First of all, of course, we know that there's been a lot of buzz, a lot of discussion about body cameras and how they can be helpful in terms of creating more transparency and perhaps accountability with local police departments. But it's easy to say that and make that a policy proposal and make it a priority, but it's very difficult to do that if you're a municipality and you don't have the budget for it. So that's why this $20 million infusion is so important. My understanding, though, is that it is $20 million that will be awarded to 50 programs or police departments for pilot programs, which is still, again, very significant.
So I guess the big question here is if police departments around the country go ahead, begin to use body cameras, are the results there? Do we know that body cameras result in less use of force and fewer citizen complaints?
Well, I think that there is some evidence. I certainly think that this is a new technology. I think there's a misconception that police departments have had this technology and have been using this technology and that it's been available. And that's true, but there's just a very small number of police departments who have this in any widespread use. So the empirical evidence is very scarce. I suspect that there will be more studies as more departments begin to use them. There's been three significant studies, small but significant studies, Rialto, California, one from Mesa, Arizona, and then most recently, I think the results were released just in March, from San Diego, California. So those are three of the studies that you will see cited. And each of them suggests that officers who wear the cameras participate in less uses of force, and they have less, they experience less complaints from citizens. The reasons for this could be twofold. Of course, when when officers know that the public is watching, they may be likely to alter their behavior just in terms of de-escalating or trying to de-escalate. But also citizens change their behavior if they know that officers are wearing body cameras as well.
And Attorney General Loretta Lynch has said in a statement that body cams will benefit the public as well as the police officers. How so?
I think that when you have a lot of advocates in the wake of all of these different tragedies, really, with these officer-involved shootings from Michael Brown to now Freddie Gray. Michael Brown in Ferguson and Freddie Gray in Baltimore. The incident that happened there was not a camera in that instance. We know that there was a camera when Eric Garner was killed in police custody. So in terms of protecting the public, the more transparency, I think the better as far as the public is concerned. But they also do protect police officers because, as I indicated earlier, if citizens are more likely to be on their best behavior, for lack of a better phrase, if citizens are behaving differently, that can serve certainly to protect officers. Also, having that footage there can protect officers against false complaints as well. So it's good to have this transparency. And of course, these body worn cameras are not a magic bullet, and I know that there are many concerns.
It's interesting to look at the Rialto test case that you talked about. In Rialto, the police force was reluctant. I guess it was a hard sell to get them to use the body cams. But one thing they were told to encourage them to try this out was that there were already lots of citizen phones out there that could capture footage anyway, and that this would represent the officer's point of view. How do you think those two things are different?
Well, I think that they're different in several respects. First of all, when you have citizens with the footage, they are certainly not as close as the officers are to whatever incident is occurring. But also, and citizens, their cameras, you know, may not capture the entire incident. They may walk in and begin recording the use of force, but there could have been a lot of behavior prior to that. That would make that use of force be deemed reasonable, and so the footage from a citizen's camera could be very misleading. Now, as far as officers are concerned, that's still a possibility. In fact, that's one of the concerns when we're thinking about body cameras and the operating procedures and policies. When do officers turn them on? Are they mandated to keep them on? Or do they turn them on pursuant to internal department guidelines? Do they have discretion to turn them on? And so depending upon the answer to that question, also will impact the footage and the reliability, really, of the footage in terms of being able to explain any particular incident.
Now, as body cameras get picked up by more police departments, there are lingering questions out there that haven't been answered yet, and among them are privacy concerns. Who gets to see this footage? What if the camera is used during interviews with rape or abuse suspects, and what happens to privacy then? What are some of those questions that we still have to untangle?
Yes, so you've identified there in terms of privacy. It's a huge concern. Obviously, citizens have a reasonable expectation of privacy under the Fourth Amendment. And if officers, however, if officers are legitimately in a place where they're able to see things, in those circumstances, then anything that the officer would capture on the videotape would not necessarily be an invasion of privacy. But when we think about this footage becoming public, that's one of the concerns. Are these is the footage going to be subject to information requests? Are we going to release this footage publicly? The concerns about minors and sexual assault victims is also a huge concern. And policies, there are policies that can deal with any of these in different ways, having exceptions for sexual assault victims who would not like to be interviewed, and allowing that person to consent to be interviewed without the camera. There are policy fixes or solutions for that, but any time we begin to consider that, we have to consider any negative impact that that might have on the accountability issue.
And you got to assume on another point that this is going to be a lot of footage, a lot of police officers out there, a lot of footage. What happens with all the data?
Yes. So another concern when we're thinking about this and drafting policies is the retention. How long do we keep, how long would a police department keep the footage or retain the footage, and for what purposes would the footage be retained? There are different technologies that are involved, and I suspect that the more these cameras are used and the more police departments use them, the market will become more competitive, and you'll be able to do different, there'll be lots of different types of cameras that you can buy and types of systems to download that data. I know that another concern some folks have is, are the officers responsible for downloading the data, or does it, would the technology allow the data to be automatically downloaded and there would be no possible claim of interference from the officers? So there are just a lot of different issues that have to be considered.
Now, Cammie, as this $20 million gets spent and this pilot body camera program proceeds, how do you think the results should be evaluated to determine if they're working, if it's a success?
Yes, I think that there should certainly be a study studies conducted, and I think you'll see a lot of social scientists. Once we have the data, you know, we have these three pilot programs, programs that I mentioned previously, but as more departments use them, they will be responsible for analyzing the data. And, of course, as part of any federal funding, when the funding is given, there needs to be a determination as to the effectiveness. I mean, it's quite a bit of taxpayer money, and we don't want to throw money at a solution that's not effective. So one of the questions would be, and I think some of the studies have addressed this, do you have less complaints against officers, less uses of force than you did previously? And there are lots of different ways, I think, to measure that.
And can we just briefly, before we let you go, this is the DOJ's first big announcement with Attorney General Loretta Lynch at the helm. Can we glean anything from this about what her priorities will be and how she's going to continue this conversation about race and policing?
Yes, I think that Attorney General Eric Holder, former Attorney General Eric Holder, really, again, had an interesting last year or so in office with respect to the issue of police accountability. And it's only going to continue, I think, now, especially with the unrest in Baltimore and, again, the recently announced charges against those officers there. But I think that it's an important criminal justice priority, police accountability, you know, public safety is always, that is for politicians and elected and appointed officials. That's a popular concern, you know, public safety. But now we also see that it's important to keep those officers who serve us accountable.
Cami, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
That was Cami Chavis-Simmons, professor of law and the director of the Criminal Justice Program at Wake Forest University. The Department of Justice announced today that it will dedicate $20 million to funding police body camera programs around the country.